Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hi, Melanie. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Gosh, okay. Well, I am about to publish my debut book, Take Me Home, and it's a rom-com. I live near Houston, and I've been writing for my whole life, and this is, you know, finally happening. And I've got a bunch of cats and three kids and a pretty normal life. Yep.
So talk to us about the journey to get this debut published, because I'm assuming this was not a linear road. This was a winding road, lots of setbacks, lots of moving forward, lots of surprises, I'm assuming.
Yeah. You know, I was definitely one of those people that as soon as I could hold a pencil, I wanted to be a writer. So that's been kind of the dream my entire life. Anybody that knew me as early as elementary school was like, oh, yeah, that's the one thing she really wants to do. So it definitely feels like a long road when you put it in that context. I went to college. I didn't study creative writing in college, but then I did an MA and an MFA. So I finally like officially was studying creative writing when I did my MFA in fiction. And I was really writing literary fiction at the time. I was writing short stories and essays, and I wanted to write novels. I always wanted to be a novelist, not really a short story writer, because I tend to be long-winded anyway, and short stories are not a good form for me. So I was working, after my MFA, I was working on a really big, difficult, really depressing book.
Yeah.
And it just was a major slog, and it was not fun, and it made me feel like I didn't know what I was doing. And so I decided I really needed to just like completely change what I was working on. Not so much a palate cleanser. I was really ready to like do something else for longer than just one book. And that was when I sat down and I literally made a list. I was like, what would be the most fun thing to work on? And what is like, what are the things that I kept trying to put in all of my workshop stories and in my, you know, in my MFA? I would turn in stories in my MFA that were like literary fiction, but they always had like a marriage in trouble or like a brother's best friend sort of romantic thread. Yeah. And I was like, I grew up reading romance. I love romance. I love the movies. I love the books. I love it all. So I just decided like, this is who I actually am and what I really want to be working on. And once I decided that, it was like pretty smooth sailing. It did still take me over 2 years to write the first draft of Take Me Home. Not first draft, many drafts of it. And then that was the first time I queried an agent or I queried multiple agents. I did get an agent from that. And then we went on submission not too long after that. So it feels like it happened quickly once I was ready, but it took a long time to get there. And it really was a matter of figuring out what it was that I actually wanted to be writing. And once I figured that out, it was like, yes, this is right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so let's go on to your romance. Like, what kind of rom-coms do you tend to like? Do you like, you have like specific things, specific themes or ideas that you're like, you know, these books are like my favorite type of books or movies or their type of consumption within the romance space?
Yeah. I mean, I love so much of it. Like, I could talk about all of it. But, you know, I think Emily Henry is really at the top of the game. Like, I love her books, Abby Jimenez. So I really love a romance that has like a familial subplot of some kind. I love family stories. So those are the ones I'm most drawn to and what I put in my book. And I like to cry in a romance. So I love an angsty romance. I love one that is dealing with grief or with melancholy of some kind. And, you know, my book is coming out in the summer, but it's in some ways, I'm like, I'm not really a beach read writer. Like, I'm a more melancholy writer. So it's funny. Yeah. But I think, you know, that applies year round. So
yeah, we like you to have heard our feelings. And
I love the catharsis of a romance novel that has all the joy, but can also make you grapple with some feelings.
Yes, I think that's what I love about romance is the fact that, yes, everything's got to be resolved. So you have that security, the safety blanket, but we're going to put you through a ringer. We're going to put you through a journey for you to not only see these characters live their life, but also to discover something within yourself, whether it's past like trauma or past like issues or just feelings or just general like feelings of like life. That's what romance actually gives you. It gives you a freaking journey.
Yeah. And I love what you just said about it. It kind of gives you a safe container to explore those feelings in, because you do know that it's going to be resolved and there's going to be the happily ever after. And I think readers, at least for me personally, I'm more willing to sort of go into wade through those feelings when I know it's going to be okay. Whereas in other genres and other books, like, you don't necessarily know that. You could be wading into some hard things and then it never gets better. And that can be a good read too. But I think, you know, romance readers in particular, they like knowing that it's going to be okay in the end. So.
Yes. All right. Let's talk about Take Me Home. What is the elevator pitch? We got a road trip. That's
yeah. You know, it's funny. I call this the everything bagel of romance tropes because I really put a lot in here. And it's funny the ways that different people describe it. So it is a road trip book, but that's really a small portion of the book as well. There's also some small town. So, but the elevator pitch is basically that you've got Hazel, our main character, and she is the kind of person who, once a door closes, it's closed forever. She does not go back. So she has sworn off her hometown, her exes, her even like her parents are a little bit in the rearview mirror for her. And she has to go home for her father's holiday wedding. And this is the first time that she's going to go back home in about 4.5 years. And then our other main character is Ash, and he knew her in high school. They went to high school together, but she was dating his best friend. And they were not necessarily friends at the time, but they did end up going to the same college. And now they hang out at the same coffee shop and they're sort of frenemies. And he needs a ride home as well for the holidays because his car has broken down. And he's eager to get home because he's got some family things that he's got to deal with. And they end up road tripping together back to their small West Texas hometown. So you get a little bit of a road trip in the first act, and then it's small town after that. And it's a lot of them sort of realizing that they didn't really know each other the first time around. So it's a little bit of a second chance romance as well. And, you know, they become kind of a safe space for each other and a support for each other that they didn't expect.
Yeah. So we got to talk about what came first, for the characters or the plot. Which one was the one that main area? What was the seed of the idea that opened up this story?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that came to me was this really fabulous chair in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Which is the opening scene. It's the meet cute. And yeah, I was like, I don't know. So there's this episode of Gilmore Girls. I don't know if you're familiar with Gilmore Girls at this point, where Rory has her favorite study tree and she goes there and she gets all this work done. And then somebody else moves in on her territory. And so it's a little bit of that vibe. And Hazel, you know, she's sort of struggling to adjust to her first semester of graduate school. And she has found this one place where none of the students that she TAs for can find her, and she can actually focus and get her work done. And so it's become this very important chair for her. But meanwhile, Ash, he works at the coffee shop, and he also, when he's not working, hangs out there, and he has started sort of taking her chair. So that's kind of the meet cute. And it was the first idea that I had for the book. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I love this. Do you work in a coffee shop? Or it's like, you know, now that we are actually out and about, I know a few years ago, it was not the case.
You know? Right. Yeah, I definitely used to. When I was a student, I did that. I mostly worked in coffee shops. Once I had kids, that was a little bit less. But, you know, my husband and I would sort of trade like, oh, you can go for a few hours and, you know, get some work done out of the house. And so I did do that. And I have a couple of times since the pandemic ventured back out and worked in coffee shops. But I find my time is so precious now that I'm like, even a 5-minute drive to a coffee shop, I'm like, no, I just need to get to work. So I mostly work in, we call it our school room, but we sort of hybrid school our kids. So we do some of their schooling at home. And so we have a space for that. So it's kind of a catch-all space, and it's not really an office.
Yeah, I miss working at a coffee shop, but back in the day, like, that was my thing. And then 2020 happened, and I don't have a car. I'm getting a car sometime soon. So it's like, so going to a coffee shop is like precious time, because I'm like,
yeah,
I have to get an Uber. I have to, like, it's a whole different thing. And so it's really hard for me to, I love the idea of working in a coffee shop. I miss the idea of it, but I don't know if it's going to come back.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that seems to be true. I don't think it's just us. I think that's true for other people too.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's chat some book recommendations. What kind of books do you tend to read?
Well, I mean, I've already mentioned Emily Henry. I mean, love her. Love Abby Hanna's Annabel Monaghan. Yeah. I mean, and especially anything that's like got its toes in both romance and like women's fiction. Yep. That's kind of my niche. That's where I love to read. Yeah.
Well, do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up?
Yes. Well, I mean, it seems silly to recommend Happy Place at this point, but that is one of my all-time favorites by Emily Henry. It was Beach Read, and that one still has a really special place in my heart.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm a Beach Read and Happy Place Emily Henry fan. I really love Annabel Monaghan's first book.
Yes.
Nora Goes Off Script was just like, when I was reading that, you know, you just get that feeling when you're reading, like, oh, yes, you know, from like the first chapter, this is going to be a 5-star read. So that one was definitely like that for me. And I loved her second one, and her new one just came out, well, today as we're recording. So I'm really excited to read that one as well. And I've read several debuts. So some of them are ARCs, but Ellie Palmer's 4 Weekends and a Funeral will be coming out later this summer. That one is so fabulous. And Jamie Harrow's book, One-on-One, which comes out in September, I think. And it's like it's a basketball, college basketball romance, but neither of them are athletes, but they work with the basketball team. Oh, it's so good. It's really good.
I'm bumping that one, but I got to listen to Summer Romance, the Annabel Monaghan. And the book is excellent. It's just like warm, comforting, like summer beach read. Like, I think it's, I love her. She writes beach reads.
Yes.
Idyllic, yeah. New England, Long Island, coastline, small town romances.
Yeah, like the perfect, perfect summer vibes. So I'm definitely looking forward to reading that one. Yeah, I love her.
Awesome. Yeah. So, Melanie, tell us where we can find you online.
Okay. So I am on Instagram, Melanie Sweeney Writes, and I have a website, melaniesweeney.com. I'm on Threads as well, which I guess is the same as Instagram, basically.
Yeah.
Those are the main places that you'll find me. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Melanie, for being on the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I was so happy to be here.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading! Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.